Today, we'd like to study the title of Against Babylon, Assyria, and Philistia in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 18 to 32. To align with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 24, the Lord of hosts has a song saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand. What does it mean? Question two, in verse 25, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains tread him underfoot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. When will it occur that on my mountain tread him underfoot? Last question three in verse 29. Do not rejoice, all you over Philistia, because the rod that struck you is broken. For out of the serpent's roots will come forth a viper, and its offspring will be a fiery flying serpent. What is the rock that struck you? Isaiah prophecy was made during 745 up to 695 before Christ, when four kings of Judah reigned in light of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. So Isaiah prophesied to certain nations, Judah and Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital city of a certain nation of Judah. In the days of Uzziah, Uzziah the king, another Bible say Azariah, that's the same. But one time say Uzziah, the other one Azariah. That is the ninth king of a certain Judah. 767 up to 740 before Christ. Then Jotham, the 10th king, 740 up to 736 before Christ. Ahazah, the 11th king, 736 up to 716. So today's the talks about the death of Ahazah right here. And Hezekiah, the 12th king, 716 up to 687 before Christ, kings of Judah. Today, basically, Isaiah prophesied against Babylon, Assyria, and Philistia. Actually, historically happened, Philistia first fell, then Assyria fell, then Babylon. Therefore, this prophecy occurred in reverse chronological order. In reverse chronological order. So, also, Isaiah prophecy against Babylon may be understood with the dual prophecy, two prophecies. Why? Because the Bible first time prophecy for ancient country of Iraq, so Babylon, immediately future from this Isaiah saying, about 200 years later, Babylon falls. So that's why first prophecy, immediate future, after the end of Isaiah prophecy. Then is in the future, not happened yet. Because the Bible, the Babylon said, in Revelation chapter 17, verse 5, and on her forehead, a name was written, mystery. Babylon, right here, Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and of the abomination of the earth. Also, Revelation chapter 18, verse 2, and he cried mightily with a loud voice saying, Babylon, right here, Babylon indicates in 2, the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated birds. So therefore, prophecy for a symbol of Antichrist or his followers, far future from this Isaiah saying. So Antichrist falls in the future. So in the book of Revelation, talks about the great tribulation. Jesus Christ will come on earth, Armageddon battles, so establish millennium kingdom. So that in a scenario. So far future prophecy against Antichrist, his followers. In that mean, that is the second meaning. That's why Isaiah prophecy against Babylon is understood with dual prophecy. So historical background in order to understand the text. Assyria conquered Israel, northern kingdom, 722 before Christ. The kings of Assyria were Salmaneser, then Sargon, then Sennacherib, and Esarhaddon in order. So Bible indicated Sargon, Sennacherib, Esarhaddon in order, but archaeological history come out Shalmaneser, and their forefather. Then Babylon conquered Judah, southern Judah, 586 before Christ. Then Persia conquered Babylon, 536. So Babylon fall in 536 by Persia. Then we are seeing verses 18 up to 24, the prophecy against Babylon. Prophecy against Babylon. Verse 25 up to 27, the prophecy against Assyria. Then 28 up to 32, the prophecy against Philistia. Or Palestine. Philistia, Palestine, that is the same. But the New King James Version said Philistia. All the kings of nations, all of them, verse 18, sleep in glory. So all the other kings are in peace. Everyone in his own house, but you, Babylon, are cast out over your grave like an abominable branch. So miserable. Like the garments of those who are slain. So like the garment of dead bodies, killed bodies. Thrust through with a sword, by sword, you are killed. Who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse or a dead body trodden underfoot. So historically, the Persian conquered Babylon. So you will not be joined with them, the killed, the dead body in burial. So you are together with that on the street, on the ground, not into grave. Because you have destroyed your land, slain your people, the brood or heritage of evildoers shall never be named. So your names will be forgotten. Prepared slaughter for his children. So Babylon children might be slaughtered or killed. Because the reason of the iniquity of their fathers, the sin of their fathers, the children's fathers, because the sin influence into his children, lest they rise up and possess the land, fill the face of the world with cities. Here, L-E-S-T, the negative. So you could not rise up, possess the land, so you could not fill the face of the world with cities. So completely destroyed. For I will rise up, so God said, I will rise up against them, Philistine, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and the remnant. So complete the Babylonians destroyed, and offer spring and posterity, or descendants, says the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the porcupine. Porcupine is a wild animal like a hedgehog. So wild animal occupied the Babylonian land. So So description of a complete destruction. And marshes or pools of muddy water, or like a swamp, I will sweep it with the broom of destruction. God said, I destroy you by sweeping with the broom. Complete destruction is described, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn. Question one, you know, what does it mean basically? The Lord of hosts has sworn. Sworn meaning unilateral, irrevocable promise. That is sworn. Sworn is here in this context, God's unilateral, irrevocable promise, saying surely 100%, not 99%. As I have thought, so it shall come to pass. God's thought shall happen. God's thought shall become true. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. So God's purpose shall be accomplished. Book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Because God's word stands forever. Then this prophecy, which means the Babylon, will fall. Now, verses 25, 27, the prophecy against Assyria. Assyria earlier fall than Babylon. Then I will break the Assyrian, because the Assyrian already conquered northern Israel. So Assyrian in my land. And on my mountains tread him underfoot. So my mountain, God's mountain, indicated giant. The tread Assyria underfoot. So when does it happen? That is the summary. Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, with his soldier, Rabsakeh, invaded Jerusalem at the time of Hezekiah's first reign, about 718 before Christ. There's a second Chronicle, chapter 32, verses 1 and 2. After these deeds of a faithless Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered Judah, he encamped against the fortified cities, thinking to win them over to himself. And when Hezekiah, the southern kingdom, Judah king, saw that Sennacherib had come and that his purpose was to make war against Jerusalem, then Hezekiah saying, as the king of Judah, so don't be discouraged. Here, the 7 and 8 verses, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, nor dismayed, nor discouraged before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that is with him. For there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people were strengthened by the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. So basically, trust in the Lord, because we have our Lord. So it looks like there are many people, but actually 185,000 soldiers, a lot of soldiers. So don't be dismayed, because the Lord is with us. So therefore, the southern Judah nation people were encouraged. But Sennacherib and Rasakeh, his general, is cursing God, discouraging the Jewish people, verse 15 and 16. Now, therefore, do not let Hezekiah deceive you or persuade you like this. So they say Hezekiah is a liar. Do not believe him. Do not believe Hezekiah saying, exhortation word, because no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people from my hand. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, over the hands of my fathers, how much less will your God deliver you from my hand? Furthermore, his servants, including Rabsaket, his general, his servants spoke against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. So basically, they cursed God, also cursed Hezekiah too. After Hezekiah and Isaiah prayers, so God, you know, gave God's word to Isaiah. So Isaiah answered 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 6 and 7. And Isaiah said to them meaning the Jewish, the Hezekiah and Hezekiah, the followers, thus you shall say to your master Hezekiah, thus says the Lord. Now Isaiah delivered God's word. Do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servant of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. So God will take care of them. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fail by the sword in his own land. Simply, God gave us angel of the Lord, you know, so they might be confused. So the Judah might invade us. So they killed each other. So in that way, so angels striking Assyria, 35:37. And it came to pass on a certain night, only one night, that the angel of the Lord went up, killed in the camp of Assyria 185,000 people, just one night, angel. When people arose early in the morning, they were the corpse all dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, assassinated by his sword, departed and went away, returned home, and remained of Nineveh, that is the capital city of Assyria. Now it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the temple of Nisroch, his god, idol god, and his son Adrammelech and Sarezer struck him, assassinated their father, down with the sword. And they escaped in the land of Ararat. Then Isarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place. So as God said, so Sennacherib was dead too. Here, even one angel could wipe out the whole total nuclear force of even North Korea or China, Russia, or United States. So here we see what an almighty God. So that's why we need trust in God always. Then his yoke, Assyrian yoke, a yoke shall be removed from them, from the Judah's people, and his burden, Assyrian burden, removed from their shoulders. So the Judah's people's shoulders. This is the purpose that is proposed against the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out over the old nations. For the Lord of hosts has proposed, and who will annul it? Rhetorical question. The answer, absolutely not. His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? So who shall be against God? So no one would disannul it. So God's word will be accomplished. Isaiah chapter 37:21-26. You know, we see, you know, God's word accomplished right here. Isaiah, the son of Amos, said to Hezekiah, saying, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, did you not hear long ago how I made it from ancient time that I formed it? Now I have brought it to pass that you, Assyria, should be for crushing fortified cities into heaps of ruins. So God's word is accomplished. Then, 28 up to 32, the prophet against the Philistia or Palestine. This is the burden which came in the year that King Ahaz died. So King David received a tribute from Philistia. That time is Philistia is subordinated to King David. But here, after the death of a king, right now is after the failure over the northern kingdom, Israel. Now it's southern Judah. That time is the Hezekiah reigning time, historically. So here, in the year the king of Isaiah died, so who will take over the throne? Hezekiah, the king. So his son is coming into throne. So after Hezekiah reigning the Judah, that happened right here, 29. Do not rejoice, all you of Philistine, because the rod that struck you is broken. So question three, what is the rod that struck you? That is, so we see Sargon, the king of Assyria, stopped the striking Philistia for a while to enlarge other lands or to strike other foreign country. So Isaiah chapter 20, verse 1, one example, in the year that Taratan is a general, came to Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent to Taratan, and he fought against Ashdod and took it. So in order to take Ashdod in foreign country, that's why Sargon, the soldiers temporarily stopped the striking Philistine. But God said through Isaiah, do not rejoice, all your Philistine, but the rod that struck you. The soldiers of Sargon, the king of Assyria, is a temporary stopper, because out of the serpent's root will come forth a viper. Viper is a poisonous serpent, poisonous snake, and its offspring will be a fiery flying serpent. So Assyria, like a viper or a fiery flying serpent, will take out Philistia. Then is verse 30. Verse 30, first part, and verse 32, a part, is God's character is described. Firstborn of the poor will feed, and the needy will lie down in safety. God's heart to take care of the poor, the needy. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 said, for I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. So God's heart on the needy people, the poor people. So if you give alms to the poor people, to needy people, God consider you, treat me, treat God in that way. That's God's heart. So here we can see God's heart right here. I will kill your roots, Philistine roots, with famine, due to famine, hungry. So you will die for famine. It will slay your remnant. So there is a Philistines will be slain by historically the Sargon of Assyria. Well, O gate, cry, O city, all you of Philistine are dissolved, completely destroyed, for the smoke will come from the north. So the north is a northern area. The soldiers of Argon, the king of Assyria, will invade the Philistine from the north. And no one will be alone in his appointed time. So Philistine appointed time made by God. So everybody will be killed, will be dissolved. Then verse 32, this one, what will they answer the messengers of the nation? The people in Philistine will answer the messengers of Assyria, the nation that the Lord has found the giant and the poor of his people, God's people, shall take refuge in. So God will found his people and take care of the poor people. That's God's plan to restore Israel. So let's see each question answer in verse 24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand. What does it mean? That means God's promise, God's word, will stand forever without even 1% of failure. So question two in verse 25. That I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains tread him. My mountain, so God's nation mountain, the Jerusalem area mountain, giant mountain, tread him underfoot, him, Assyrian, tread Assyrian underfoot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. When will it occur that on my mountain tread him underfoot? We covered that is, occurred is, on God's mountain giant tread Assyria and the book, Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, with his general Rabsaqeh, invaded Jerusalem at the time of Hezekiah's reign, about historically 716 before Christ. That referenced the Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and 2 Kings chapter 19. So last question three in verse 29. Do not rejoice, all you of Philistine, because the rod that struck you is broken. For out of the serpent's roots will come forth a viper, and its offspring will be a fiery flying serpent. What is the rod that struck you? The rod is the soldiers over Sargon, the king of Assyria. That's the answer. So now it's a closing song and closing prayer to Brother Rick.